Ladies and fellows, men, we are back. This is the No Script Podcast with your host, B-Rack, alongside Dan Dutton.
What up?
What's going on, my guy?
Shoot, dude, I almost forgot how to do this.
Yeah, I almost butchered the intro in my head, but thank God it came out correctly.
Oh, man. What is it? Let me check Spotify, dude. How long has it been?
It's been a while.
June 12th.
This has been going on for maybe like on and off two, almost 3 years. And like you've mentioned before, every summer we kind of go through this little stint of absence, a hiatus, hibernation, if you will.
Every summer. Because it's like we get so busy. And it's like, you know, obviously when the winter is like, ain't nobody want to go outside. Mm-hmm. Even the little free time we have is like, let's do a podcast. Now it's like in the summer. You know, especially now Luke's a little older, we want to take him to the park, we want to do all these things with him, and then it seems like everybody has something going on a weekend.
And it's just, I mean, you have tons more responsibilities than I do, but it's like, when the times finally match up, it's like, it's almost impossible to coordinate a schedule and stuff. There was a stretch where we were putting out something once a week for like 3-4 months straight, I'm pretty sure, when we were first started.
Yeah, we had some good stretches. I think we should get back there. I know we both want to. The thing too also is I think in like a month or so we're having our second baby, so that might put a little
that's gonna be crazy.
Another wrench in the schedule, but
yeah, just kind of it is what it is. Just got to find a way to work around it and see if we can come out
with...
We'll
have to go back to those nighttime recordings.
Yeah, well, it should work out a little bit better now because I'm actually in the same time zone. I'll be here for a while, at least until January, so it should work out in our favor.
True. Yeah, because when you were an hour ahead and I'd be like, let's go at 8, that's like 9 for you, and you're like, bro, if we do it 9, we ain't done till like 10, 11.
I'm winding down, you know?
I mean, all we're doing is sitting here talking, but yeah, no, I got it.
Yeah. But, you know, then my juices get flowing and I get like super excited or animated, and then like, damn, it's hard to go to sleep now.
Dude, the thing is, too, what sucks about the hiatus we just took was we hit our 100 views to start dropping some t-shirts, and we got some designs out there.
We do.
You know, saying that we like, that we're ready to start making shirts. But I was like I was telling you, I was like, bro, we can't put out a shirt and then not do episodes. I'm like, we don't have any, like, we knew, like, our next handful of weekends were going to be booked up. And I was like, if we're going to drop a shirt and then not drop an episode for another 3 weeks, don't make sense. So, we're back on our consistency, we got some shirts to drop.
No, for sure. So,
maybe we'll drop. I know we had, like, a couple of ideas. We settled on one. I like the one we settled on. I think it looks really good.
Yeah, it's very clean. Alexis said she can make it happen. I just haven't reached out to her about it and pricing and all that type of stuff. So we'll get it taken care of because we still have to put all these names in a raffle from all the social medias and give the viewers a fair shot at, you know, winning some merch.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you know, we gotta give the mayor, Mr. Hart, his free shirt since it was his episode that
100%
hit our threshold, which was nice.
Absolutely.
That was a good episode. I went back and listened to it recently too. I've been going back and listening to you can really see like our level of professionalism quality gets better. Like I went back, started listening to like our first couple episodes and then like our more recent ones,
but they're like tough to listen to, right?
Our first couple is not the greatest. I don't know. Like
they're not cringe worthy. They're just
they're not.
You
terrible.
Can definitely tell, like, oh yeah, it's just first time talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we got further along, a little bit more comfortable, and it was more structured. Yeah, you definitely tell the level of professionalism and the free flow, and it definitely felt right
for sure. Then when we got to Robo, our first guest. With Just Go Ball, that episode, I really listened to that episode, and that one, it sounded good, it went well. I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I could listen to Robo talk. He talks pretty well, so
yeah,
that
Robo
episode
talks
went really well.
Yeah, Robo speaks well, and considering a few of those episodes, we kept losing people in and out, you know, and we had to like kind of chop it up, so it sounds good for you guys.
Yeah. And also, you said when we talk about like our ability to keep it going, when we would lose somebody, at first, oh snap, we lost them. Let's get them back. And then I cut it up, and then it turned into we lost them. And then me and you would just keep talking, and then I'd texting on the side to get them back in. And then it's like you just never really knew. Like maybe we talk about, like, oh yeah, we lost you for a second. You know, you're back. Like
there was a couple. I think was there one with Ty? I think there was one with Ty where we were talking, and I think I kept rambling on, and someone got lost in the mix. Whoever our guest was at the time got lost in the mix, and they just so happened to pop up at like the right time. And I'm just like, I didn't even know what anybody left.
Should we talk about the member we had in whole episode made? Right? Oh, but man. Then there's none of your vocals in it. So it was such a good episode, too. I don't remember what we were talking about.
I think it was our first time using this one, too. This platform.
What was it? It was gaming, right?
I think it was a gaming episode. There was some draft picks in there, too. And
it was so good. I was a fan of that episode. And I go to edit, and I'm like, oh, no.
It was so deflating when you told me, like, bro, none of your audio's there. And I'm just face in my hands. I can't believe this.
No, and then I was like, then we were talking about, well, do we record? Like, no, because if we record it, like, right after, I'm going to be trying to say, like, the same things, hit the same topics. Because I know it was gaming. We talked a lot about gaming and stuff. And I was like, I don't want, then it's going to sound more, like, scripted. And, like, I'm trying to make sure I hit certain points. Like, now that we got to this, I don't even know idea what I talked about. We could probably bring that idea back.
And it kind of just, like, it was deflating to the point where you said, hey, do you want to do it again? I'm just saying we need to wait a little bit because that was it was like an hour and a half episode, hour and a half.
Yeah, it was a good little stretch, and we had great, there's some good laughs in there. We'll get back to that gaming episode for sure.
Yeah, we'll throw that in the mix. I know you said Mr. Hart wants to pop up on another episode, do like a draft pick or, the format we were doing in previous episodes and such with top five and whatnot.
Yeah. He wants to get in that top five or the top five drafts. One of those episodes we'll have to dedicate and get like a handful of good ones.
For sure. That's kind of where I want to start. So I already told you, just going to freestyle today, kind of see where it goes.
Before we get into something more.
Here we go.
Before we get into something more. I don't think I told you, and I've been waiting to do that. I was hoping to do one of these episodes. And honestly, there's not, we haven't told a very, not a lot of people yet, at least. But because we're just doing it real small, just family. But me and Jessica are getting married in 5 days.
Hello?
You hear me?
Thing on?
Yeah, it's on.
Again?
It's on. We're good,
It's about freaking time, dude.
And seriously.
That's fine. I mean, listen. Remember Demas and Marissa, they tied a knot in the courthouse. No one, I never knew until after the fact. A big wedding is not necessary.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? Like, before COVID, pretty much right when COVID happened, I actually put a deposit on a place.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to do like still more of like I wouldn't say DIY, because like we had an event space we were going to use, but it was just a space. So like we were going to go out, find our own catering, find our own bartender, find our own DJ,
right?
Decorate ourselves to save money, like as much as we could here and there. COVID hit, and then they had crazy restrictions, and I was like, this is not it. So I just, got my money back. And then, we kind of just been chilling, obviously. We had Luke, and now we're about to have Annie. And we were just talking about it one day, and I was like, when are we going to get married? Like, we keep waiting. And then it was like, we want to do a backyard wedding. And talking about a backyard wedding. But then it's like, what we want to do when we get our next house instead of our house now. And I was like, that's cool, but we're planning, like, our plan for our next house is we're talking about moving to Florida. And it's another thing I probably haven't told too many people. That's our plan, maybe to move to Florida in a few years. So it's like, oh, we'll do it then. And I was like, we've been together for 9 years. I don't want to wait another three. Let's just do it now. Let's just get married. We'll do something small with our families. Like, that's it, just siblings and parents. And you know, we'll just do it somewhere. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be good, and we're excited. You know, Rob's coming in, and, you know, I got ordained. I was going to do it myself because online says you could do it yourself. I Googled. I went to Illinois.gov on their website. It says I can marry. I could do this. I could be the ordained person that marries us and signs a certificate if both parties agree.
Right? But you have to do, like, the whole, like, the speech or the monologue or whatever.
Right. So, like, we're
that's so weird.
Yeah. Pretty much our whole, like, relationship hasn't been as traditional. I'd say, like, how we met versus, you know, how we got engaged. Just all these things are not as traditional as, like, most people. So, we don't plan on doing that, right? Like, you know, saying things back and forth. Like, I'm going to get up there in front of everybody and be like, now I'm going to say whatever I want to say to her in front of everybody. She's going to say whatever she wants to say to me. And then, you know, I just say, like, all right, well, by the power vested in me, you say, we married. And that's it. Cause, I mean, really, I look at it like this. I'm more of a religious person. Like, marriage to me is like me and her making a promise to each other in front of, like, God. Right. You have the Illinois government that's like, hey, we want to know about this for whatever reason, and we need paperwork for whatever reason. So, like, that, it's just that paperwork's going to be, you know, we're going to fill out that paperwork. So it's just going to be something small, man. I'm excited finally to do it. I think we waited too long, but, I mean, COVID happened. That kind of put a big wrench into things.
Yeah, and it seemed like you were kind of back and forth between if you wanted something big or if you just want to do a courthouse or basically like location and if you wanted something big. So now finally you're just like, F it. We're just going to do something small and just keep it between us.
Yeah. And
finally
and
put the pen to paper.
Yeah. And then all the family that, like, you know, might be slighted or a little, you know, that's not getting invited, or like all my friends and the homies that eventually we're going to do when we do move to Florida and get our space, we're going to do like a, we'll call like a vow renewal. We'll make it like a more traditional, like invite everybody, cater food, you know, like just make it like a big event for everybody, kind of more of like a traditional thing. But this is more like, let's just get married. You know what I mean? Like, let's just do it.
Just call it what it is, man. Just call it a party. Because to be honest, Demas and them, they were all talking about the same thing. I think Demas and Marissa were like, yeah, we wanted to tie the knot, get it done, over with, and then maybe like down the road, listen, fast forward, I think it's been like 2 years or so, and we still haven't had that party for all of us and friends, like what is it, like a reception, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't really care. Like, you guys did what you wanted to do. If we all happen to get together to celebrate for whatever reason, then so be it. But like, you guys did what was best for you. It was financially responsible at the time. Like, and at the end of the day, like, you guys finally got that pen to paper or whatever the state requires, you know, as far as marriage is concerned. You know, I'm not a huge fan of like that, like, state wanting to get involved. So, man, it's between me and God.
All
right.
Seriously. Dude, and here's the funny thing. When I went to go pick up like our marriage license and all that, and they gave me a hard time. Like, I was like, when are you guys getting married? And I told the date and where the location and who's marrying you guys. I was like, I don't, like, why are you asking all these questions? I was like, me, I'm marrying us. And like, you can't do that. I was like, yes, I can. Like, no, you can't. I was like, it's in the law. Like, I'm not just some doofus. All right. I did my research. I didn't go to some random Google page either. I started there. I Googled it. Some random web page popped up. It says Illinois school. I said, cool. That's not enough for me. I went to Illinois.gov, dug until I got to the marriage laws. So scanned the marriage laws. Found out where it says right here. And it says two lines. That we could do this if both parties agree, and then it moves on. That's it. End of story. That lady said, yeah, I'm not arguing with what the law says. I'm telling you they don't get approved. And I'm like, why are they not approving it if that's what the law says? So they got...
It makes no sense to me.
It makes no sense. And they're like, well, the last person was an attorney, and he tried to get his. And if he didn't get it, I doubt you're going to get it. I'm like, that don't make sense to me. It's in the law.
Only right in there. America were things... When the law is on your side and you try to use it to your advantage, then there's somehow a loophole to where they won't allow it. But then if you want to do something in the right And if it's not a law, there is no argument. The state or the government automatically wins. That makes zero sense to me.
So dumb. I was so frustrated. Like, I'm not the type of person to argue with, like, employees or anything like that. Like, so, like, I didn't want to keep pushing it, but I kept arguing a little bit. So I'm like, it's right. I'm not, like, making something. It says it right here. Like, I tried showing her. She's like, I'm not going to argue what the law book says. I'm just telling you, like, we see them come through and they don't get approved.
She's not like she's the one that's going to be the one to not approve of it. You know what I'm saying?
But it's like I was just so frustrated at the time. I'm just like,
you had to argue with somebody.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know who I can argue with. And I was just like, I was so frustrated. I'm like, this makes just zero sense, dude. Zero sense.
Buckle up, because you're getting caught in the crossfire right now, okay?
She could tell I was getting a little like frustrated. She was like, listen, I agree with you. I think anybody should be able to marry themselves, and the government should not be involved in marriage whatsoever. We shouldn't know. We don't have to know about it. Nothing. I agree. We shouldn't be involved, but we are. I was like, all right. I was like, it's whatever. I'll end the argument for today.
You're like, you know what? I'm not only going to do it myself, but I'm going to do it here. In front of you guys out of spite.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Oh, that's good, though. 5 days, huh?
Yeah, we're doing the 9th.
Interesting, because, you know, we were just talking about consistency and whatnot. I was hoping to do the next episode in 5 days, but okay. All right, I guess not.
No, sir.
That's cool, man. I guess, you know, got to start backpedaling already on our words. We're already liars.
We said consistent. We didn't say how consistent. We went 3 months on an episode. Maybe we just say one every 2 weeks. Yeah. I would like to get to one a week, though.
I would like to get back to one a week, for sure.
Yeah, see, we were doing pretty good with that. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know, because I didn't tell you yet. I almost kept slipping up, and I want to talk to him about recording, because I figured I'd get you to record in a couple of days. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, like...
I'm the one that brought it up, so...
And I didn't... Nah. No, you didn't.
Yep.
And then I was like, I haven't told, like, my grandparents or anything yet either, so... If they're listening, they know now.
And pending invite, you know, just we'll let you know if you made the cut.
And we'll just see.
I sure as hell didn't.
I mean, go to Florida and we do it in our nice lot. Florida.
Oh yeah, dude. Like I said, at the end,
I'd love to travel to Florida.
I wouldn't really care. Like if I wasn't invited because that was the reason, dude. I don't care. I understand. It's not like it ain't my event.
You were invited because we don't like you.
Hey man. I guess people just grow apart. I don't know what to say. You said it. You know, I'm out here living. I will support you guys from afar. That's all I could do. But yeah, it's exciting. I mean, what do you guys? What's the fit? What's the attire?
So since we're not doing nothing like fancy, so we're not doing like whole suits and tuxes or whatever. Like we're not doing that. Like we're just going to the Forest Preserve. You want with nature, you know, say that's what like Jessica likes, that type of stuff. And we went to, there's like a forest preserve we've gone to a handful of times this year by our house that we like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, that's like the location. But yeah, she got me this this really nice, she got me with a nice little fit, this nice blue long sleeve button up.
Mm-hmm.
And then like some khaki pants.
That's clean.
Yes, it's gonna look really good. It's more like we're doing like earthy tones.
One with nature, dude, might as well just full send it and just go as Tarzan, bro. Just
loincloth.
Just a little loincloth and sash, dude. That's all you need, man. Doesn't get any more nature than that. Great movie, man. Too.
It is.
Just covering all the bases.
We went there this just to check out like how it is on a weekend. And it's like it's not that busy at all. So like it'll be easy to get in there, get our pictures. Get our little ceremony done, and then we're just going to all go out to eat afterwards.
Nice. That's good, man. It's exciting. It'll be a different feeling. Like, obviously, you guys have been together for so long. You got Luke. You'll have the second one on the way by next month. But to finally, like, put it down officially, just like, wow, man, it's done. This is official. It's on paper.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I just finally get it. Like you said, just get that. We've been together so long, so nothing's going to feel different, but it's going to be like maybe a little bit just to be like we're married now.
I would assume it's like when Hall of Fame players they know they're Hall of Fame bound, and then when they finally get that call, and you're like, hey, you made the Hall of Fame, you're just like, man, that just feels great. Like, it sounds different, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on paper now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, that's good, man. I will congratulate. Wait, is that a Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday, right? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Coolio. I'll make sure to send a text out that later that night while you guys are at dinner.
Just hating on not getting invited. I get it, man.
No, what? What'd you think I was going to say? Hey, I hoped your ceremony was rained out. It's indoors.
It's not, dude. It's outside.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Earthy.
Earthy, bro. Earth. 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 Whatever.
Earth, man. Earth.
But yeah, we're excited, man. I'm happy. And then, you know, it's more like you said, how I feel about time. Like, we should have done this a long time ago. Like, I knew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I knew a long time ago that this, like, I'd eventually marry her. And it's just, dude, the years go by. And you're just like, oh, shoot. Like,
they do.
And it's like we were sitting here talking about it. Like, we're about to be 9 years. I'm like, why are we not married yet? What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Like, I knew it was on the agenda. It was just a matter of time. Like you said, COVID put a monkey wrench in there, but maybe you didn't know you wanted to go this route right away. Maybe there was a part of you at the time that was like, man, I still want a big ceremony. I want to do this, that, and the third, and then.
Oh yeah, there definitely there was a point in time where that's where I was like, dude, I was like, I want to have like the traditional stuff, but then that's like then as we start putting dollar signs on everything, and I'm just like. Why?
It's like, bro, like, why are we? It costs X amount of money. It's super expensive. Okay, I basically said the same thing back to back, but all the stress with planning. Like, I've talked to way too many people that talk about all the things that lead up to the wedding day. Like, that just sounds mad stressful. I know it's a monumentous moment, mainly for the female side. And if it is, cool, that's great. It's just wild to me how much money you have to spend to celebrate this one day. And I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, whatever, but the divorce rate in America is over 50%.
Stupid.
I'm just saying. And we do all these big ass ceremonies and shit. Like, bro, if you want to, and you want to do a honeymoon after, I would have the extra money to do the trip, the honeymoon. Or other things I think that should be prioritized over, like, having a huge, extravagant wedding.
But, yeah. For, and what's crazy is, like, let's say you're looking for a photographer, right?
Oh,
you're a photographer, and they're like, this is my rates. And then as soon as you shout Leonard. As soon as you say, for a wedding, that rate triples out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like, yeah, we just want to get, like, family photos. Like, oh, okay, like, $200. And you're like, all right. And then if you're, like, same person. We're just going to do, like, a little, like, you know, a little wedding. Just need, like, an hour of photos. Oh, okay. $500. Like, how? What? You're using the same equipment, same amount of time.
Because there's an assumption that this is probably one of, like, maybe top three to top five most important days of that person's life. Outside of maybe childbirth or, I don't know. Trying to think of some other things. Probably, I mean, maybe that. Like, as far as family's concerned, maybe it's your wedding day and, like, childbirth.
Like, yeah.
But you want, like, the top of the line, best photos, memories forever. Yeah, it's just, I couldn't be the one. Sorry.
They get you, man, any way they can.
They do. They do. So, dude, I told you about this crazy wasp attack that I had on my finger, right?
Yeah. So, you're talking about that. You're saying the best way to start your day.
So this is what happened. I was at Chandler's, you know, him and the wife, they were still sleeping. I woke up at like 7:30 in the morning, go outside. They live in a nice neighborhood. Took a walk around the block twice. Very nice. And they're still sleeping. It's probably close night. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go get a car wash. So I went to the car wash, and I like the Crew car wash because they not only have, like, quality vacuums, but some, but not all, have the hoses for air to, like, blow, like, blow dust out in between like the crevices of like parts of the car and whatnot. So I do all that, come back. Chandler's wife texts and said, hey, you know, we're going to go to breakfast and get this coffee and stuff. I was like, okay, cool. So go back to the crib, and I was going to get a t-shirt from the back seat because I had a few shirts in the back seat. So as I get out of the car, I let me grab a shirt and see what looks good with these pants and stuff. So I open the car door, and you know, most people, they'll open the car door and their first instinct is to grab the top of the door to like open it the rest of the way. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, the seal that's like on the top of like all the doors, like that black rubber part.
Yeah.
I don't know how, dude, but the wasp was just chilling in there. Right. So I open the door with my right hand, stick my left hand on the top to pull the door the rest of the way. And this thing is latched like in between my ring and middle finger of my left hand. And no, my bad. The pinky and ring finger of my left hand, and it's on the side, like right below the knuckle before you get to get to the palm of my hand, and it's just latched on. Dude, three stings in the same spot, bop, 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 and I'm pissed. I have my phone and wallet and keys in my right hand, and I like, obviously I'm trying to beat the wasp slash hornet like off my left hand.
Oh, you trying to do what? That's crazy.
I didn't get a chance to get a pause in there, bro. You jumped on me, pause, before I could even say anything. That's crazy, bro. That's
crazy.
That is wild to me.
That is crazy. Oh, man.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Oh, boy. That one's going with me to the grave.
Oh, shoot. That's great. Oh, man. Resume.
I'm trying to think how I can restructure this whole story. So anyways, I got stung three times in one spot. And I swatted this hornet, wasp, whatever it was, off my finger in instant searing pain throughout my entire finger in my hand. And you know when like you get pinched or you hurt something, I don't know if you've ever done this, but like your first instinct is like squeeze that area because you feel like maybe you can compress the pain or something like that, especially in terms of like a bee sting or something. So I was just holding my finger super tight, and I'm like cussing. I'm outside, it's just me. I'm sure the neighbors can hear me.
Just lowering the property value one word at a time.
So I go in the house real quick. I try to run it through some cold water, which come to find out it's not the best option to do after a wasp sting. Not that it hurt me or bothered me, but it did dull the pain. My finger didn't swell up, but it was hurting, dude. It was searing hot pain the entire time. And I'm just thinking to myself, when is this going to let up? So like this is like 9 a.m. to start your day. And I go like, 5-6 hours. Chandler's wife was like, hey, do you want a Tylenol? So I only took one, didn't do anything. Later on that night, ended up taking two. And we were playing catchphrase. I love catchphrase. Have you played that?
I don't think so.
So we had a game night. It's basically, it's a handheld device, and there's different categories or genres and stuff you can choose from. And so it was me and Chandler versus Taylor and her sister. So basically you sit across from your teammate. And so whatever word comes up, let's say it's Will Smith, and I'm trying to give clues without actually saying the word. And you get points that way, and you keep passing it around. And then when the buzzer goes off, whoever the buzzer goes off on loses the point. So while we were playing that, my hand is just like throbbing the whole time. And I'm Googling, how long does the pain from a wasp sting like last? Because I don't know. And it said the initial sting can last, I think it said 24 to 48 hours, but the inflammation could last up to a week. Oh, and the way I was the way I was feeling last night, I was like, this is gonna be a week, or I could already tell. There's about to be 7 full days of hell. I can feel it. I went to sleep.
Off, dude. You need to sleep.
I went to bed, woke up this morning, and fine. Like I already had full range of motion in my finger, but it hurt like hell to freaking move it. And the only part that hurts right now is just the actual site where it was stung, and it only hurts if I like press really hard. So
is that the only time in your life you ever gotten stung by something?
No, I've gotten stung by like bees when I was a kid. I think the last time I got stung was when I was a teenager. But I've gone 10 plus years without getting stung. I don't mess with bees. I don't mess with anything that bites, stings, none of that stuff. I go out of my way to not bother these things so I don't get caught in these situations. And still, something as innocent as opening your car door, and this thing is on the prowl, lurking.
Dude, I remember, I'd say the first time I got stung, I like bee stings aren't as bad. I remember the first time I got stung by a wasp. We had some great grandparents that lived in Alabama. And like our yearly family vacation would be maybe more than a year, maybe twice a year, something like that, maybe. We would go to Alabama and visit just for like an extended weekend or something. And there's nothing for kids to do at the house. They legit lived in like a log cabin. Like they didn't have central air. They didn't even get those window air conditionings until they got really old. So it was like hot. Summer, every time we went, it was like summer in Alabama, hot. No internet. They had like they had the TV that had that like the dial on it to change the channel, like to change the channel. So they only had like a handful of channels,
right?
In a small town. Yeah, the best thing to do is like go to Walmart. We'd love to go to Walmart. We went to Walmart like every day. We'd go to Walmart, run around, be in air conditioned, buy a little like Nerf gun toy or a CD or something.
Mm-hmm.
But me and Damien were playing baseball in the front yard, and at the end of the yard there was a tree, like an apple tree or something like that, like a crab apple tree or something. And on that fence was a wasp nest. So anytime somebody hit it back there, somebody had to go get it. And there was the one time we were like taking turns back and forth. Maybe we thought we were done playing baseball. I don't know why we did this. It's a distant memory. We were also little stupid kids, but we start taking the crab apples and we're throwing it at the wasp nest, like trying to break it.
Oh no!
And we're from a distance, right? So we're in a safe distance.
Pretty safe.
But we're hitting it. They're just throwing it like, all right, we're done. We're over. And we start playing baseball again. The baseball goes by, and I remember like me and Damien discussing whose turn it was, and he's like, I'm not doing it. We can be done for the day. I'm not scared. I'll go do it. And I ran over there, grabbed the ball, and being a stupid, cocky little kid, I could have just grabbed it, ran back. I grabbed it, and I stood there for a second like, see, nothing's going to happen. And then I started slowly walking back, and I looked down, and on my ankle was a wasp. And then I just feel it go, like hit me a couple of times, and I go, ah! And I take off sprinting. Shoot into the house.
Dang.
And I was like, I got stung. So like my grandma like gave me something like Benadryl or something, and they put some ointment on it. I have no idea what it was. But we were supposed to go visit their family. And whatever drug they gave me, I felt I don't really know whose house we were at, but I just remember you know how your like childhood I just had memory of me just sleeping on their couch the whole time. I don't even know who we were visiting. I just slept on the couch the entire time. We came back, and I was fine after that. But I just remember thinking, like, you dummy, dude. I should have just ran. I was getting cocky.
Caught you slipping, bro.
Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to beat it off my leg.
Hey, yo. That's crazy. That's crazy that you even went that route. I'll tell you what. I don't know if it applies to all wasps, or hornets even. But I follow what's the name of his channel? The Hornet King? Hornet King on YouTube. Super interesting. He's out of Pennsylvania, but he does wasp and hornet net removals for people. Like, there'll be crazy wasp nests like in the house, in the ceiling, in their grass, various areas, obviously.
I've seen some of his videos on like TikTok or something.
they're very entertaining, honestly. I think I started watching them when I was in North Carolina, and it's kind of like some ASMR type stuff, you know, like the sound of, you just hear the sound of the buzzing. It's the buzzing. He's out in nature, and when he's not talking, he's just going through the removal and stuff. I was like, man, this stuff's kind of peaceful. One, because I feel safe, because I'm not by that shit. Apparently, have you seen like the Japanese hornets, the killer hornets?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of them. Yeah,
yeah. So those things look menacing, right?
Yeah.
And apparently, some of them in various areas of the United States, like they're stateside. They're not supposed to be stateside.
It's like more recent, right? I remember them talking about it.
Yeah, it's more recent. Yeah. They're very detrimental to the overall honeybee population, because I think one of those Japanese hornets can take out like 10,000 bees.
Just straight.
Like, smash. Just easy work. And it takes X amount of those honeybees to surround one of those hornets to basically create a whole lot of movement to generate enough heat to basically overheat this hornet. I don't know if it's true for all hornets and wasps, but apparently if you mess with one of these Japanese hornets and you don't kill it or whatever the case may be, they basically take a photographic memory of you. Like, they don't forget about you. I don't know how true that is, but
like the Liam Neeson of wasps.
Yeah, basically, yes. People have called it the John Wick of wasps.
It just comes fine. It just tracks you down and hunts you and your family for the next, 10 years.
And it's like any other, wasp. When it stings you, it sends pheromones to warn other wasps, like, hey, I need some help or whatever. Like, there's danger.
Dang, cause the poison.
Even though they are the danger. So, dude, I will never mess. I go out of my way to not mess with these things, because if they do have a photographic memory, you don't know. And at first when I heard it, I'm like, nah, that's a lie. Like, they probably are very, very dangerous, but they just made that up. But after hearing it from like four or five different people, I'm like, okay, it has to be real. They have to have photographic memory. I've heard enough.
Oh, man. Do you want to hear like the most disrespectful sting anybody could ever have, dude? I got stung by a dead bee. It was already dead.
Oh yeah, you didn't know that their stingers are still like live even after they're dead.
Like, I wasn't like just like I wasn't messing with a dead bee. Like, I remember my grandparents' house. They had like bees. I remember they remember them telling me that they sprayed for bees. So there might be some around. And I went into like their room, the front room, and I went to sit down on like the chair. And, you know, when sometimes you sit down, instead of, like, just sitting down like a normal person, right, you put your leg, like, you put your leg down first, and you kind of, like, sit on your leg a bit, like, one leg.
Oh, yeah.
I know, so I put that leg down, and when I went to sat down, I was like, ah, what? And I jumped up, and there was a bee in my calf. I was like, bro, I don't see a dead bee just going to get me like this.
This guy just Halo 3 kill from the grave got my ass.
You should have killed me when you had the chance.
Now I'm back. That's exactly what that bee. That was the Conor McGregor of bees.
Oh, you thought you had killed me.
That is wild, though. I don't think it goes, because you know how their stingers, they'll retract it and then, you know, use it and like sting you, stab you, whatever word you want to use. But I think when they're dead, it stays out the whole time. So yeah, if you sat on it just correct, you had to have hit it just right for it to sting you and stay on you like that.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. I was upset.
It's so annoying.
And then we're talking about sting stories. I'll tell you my last one. When I was working at NIPSCO, and I had to go to like these gas meters. I went to this gas meter by the side of a school. Mm-hmm. And I know I do my survey in the summer, so it's not like it would have been more embarrassing if the school was like during a normal school day. Because I was right there by a classroom, but it was the summer, so nobody was in the class. So I set up my little, my equipment by this meter, and I'm checking it. And, like, the bigger meters, they have, like, this metal plate. So I couldn't see that there was a beehive behind it. But I'm, scraping at the meter, like, vibrating and making noise. One comes out, stings me. I get mad. I get my reading. I go to my – I'm still, like, pissed. I grab my equipment. I go back to the truck. And we have bee spray.
Okay.
It got me. you know, it got me. I got a ring. I could have just left. And I wanted revenge. So I took that spray. I went back to that meter. And I let the whole can loose. I just kept spraying. And I didn't start directly at their hive because then they could run. I started spraying a distance away. So when they would, when I would hit their hive, you know, so I went right of the meter, left of the meter, and then boom, right at their hive. So they, either way they went, they were going to have fumes of spray that was going to seep into them. So I tried my best to mark that entire hive. I was upset.
Is so that, did you get stung again? Or?
No. I was, that thing got range on it. I was good 10, 15 feet away just spraying. It got me once, and then I John Wick that whole hive.
You had to. You had to extract revenge.
Yeah.
There was a patient that I remember seeing in Gary, nice guy, but he had a wasp nest, a very small one, above his front door. But that's how I had to enter. So at the time when I was going in and out of this house, it wasn't active. There was like a few that were flying to the nest, but it's not like I was in any danger. So he did tell me prior. He's like, "Hey, there's a wasp nest. Let me know when you're here. I'll be at the front door. Just come run up. I'll open the door and just close it real quick." So I remember a couple treatments. I went in the house. I'm talking to him, and he said, "Yeah, sometimes wasps will get into the house on occasion and stuff like that, just because the nest is so close to the door." I said, "Okay." And as I'm treating him this one day, a wasp did get in, and it's like chilling in like the front. I don't know what you want to call those, but in your parents' living room, those four glass windows in the front, in basically in everybody's living room, right?
Yeah.
So there was one that was in the house side there. So he wanted me to get it. And I'm like, "Come again?"
That's not my job description, sir.
Sir? So I was like, "You got spray or you got like a fly swatter and stuff like that?" And so he gave me a fly swatter, but the problem was that he had curtains. So the wasp was on the curtain and it wasn't on the window. So it was like I had to, I don't know, like try to gently shake it to get him to be on like a flat surface, like the wall or the window, so I can use this fly swatter optimally. Okay? Because if I just swing at the damn curtain and just beats him up a little bit, he's going to be pissed and then just start coming after me. So I'm like, "Nope." So I'm like, "Hey, do you got spray? Like, let me see. Maybe I can douse him in spray or something like that." I had zero regard for this guy's curtains. I covered this one section of his curtains in wasp spray, and then I beat the shit out of it with the fly swatter. He's like, "I think you got it." I was like, "Yeah, that's efficient right there, my guy."
He's like, "Hey, you asked. All right, I'm doing you a favor. Don't forget."
Listen, you're the one with the walker that can't safely hold this fly swatter without falling over, okay? So we're going off of my decisions right now. I'm in control. Look at me. I'm the captain.
Oh, man.
Dude. What else has been going on? You don't really watch football like that, but you know who Deion Sanders is, right?
Yeah. I seen that he did something crazy recently, yes, didn't he?
It was amazing. So first of all, he's the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes. They won one game last year. They were 1-11. What's his name? Deion Sanders, I think, was 24-2 at Jackson State. I think in like three seasons there, something like that. He was either there for two or three seasons, but one of the seasons they went 12-1. So it was a predominantly black college. The college that he coached for only played like black schools and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was lesser competition. It wasn't like it's Division One, but it's not FBS, but whatever it is, you weren't playing like the Alabamas, the LSUs and whatnot and stuff like that. So even though Deion Sanders turned that Jackson State program around, the argument was, "Oh, you're doing it against lesser competition and yada, yada, yada." Basically, like finding every excuse to downgrade it, right? You know, like people do with LeBron James. So he gets the job at Colorado. And you know, you're aware of the transfer portal, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So basically, they had over 60 players on the roster. I think there was only 4 returning players from last year's roster. Everybody else was either, I think less than 10 were scholarship. Everybody else was from the transfer portal. Guys from Alabama, Georgia, USC, brought some of his own guys from Jackson State, like his son that plays quarterback, and the number one recruited defensive back. That played both ways yesterday, or no, on Saturday. DB and receiver play like over 100 snaps. Got coaches from different schools. I think they had like an Alabama coach in there, a previous Alabama coach. Kent State's coach from last year was their offensive coordinator for Colorado this year. Just totally flipped the whole thing around, right? And they sold out all the preseason tickets like a month or two before the preseason games actually started. Like as soon as they became available, got sold out. And that was like they called it the Deion Sanders effect. There were
prime time, coaches, baby.
Seriously, there's coaches from like Alabama. Like Nick Saban came out in one interview, basically said like, "Oh, transfer portal's bad, like because you know players from other schools are just like up and transferring, yada yada yada." And then the argument was, well, Saban, you're getting players. You have a great recruiting class. Like he always recruits well, but you're getting players from the transfer portal. Like everybody benefits from the transfer portal. It's just you're not Deion Sanders, and people want to play with Deion Sanders. So basically, everyone's preying on his downfall. Like they want him to fail. Like, oh yeah, you did good at Jackson State, but hey, you come to Colorado, come play for the Pac-12. Like you're not gonna be running through us like that and whatnot. And so, you know, it's like people are just trying to build in excuses already to, like, keep him down. You know what I'm saying? Because he's doing things differently and he's invading other people's space.
Right.
They were a 20-point underdog. They weren't even – and everybody else that wanted to pick Colorado, they knew they weren't going to – they figured they weren't going to win, but they were going to keep it close and keep it competitive, right? His son throws for over 500 yards.
Oh, damn.
Breaks the school record, and it's the most that he's ever thrown personally himself. 4 different receivers caught for over 100 yards, school record. They went in to visit TCU that played the national title game last year. Granted, it's not the same team because obviously some of them left for the NFL, but you still had the same head coach. They were still ranked 17th in the country, and they beat them by 3. In their home field. And it was amazing. And I guess my point is, it's one of those things where you do all these great things. And so there's always excuses that follow. Like, oh, okay, well, try to do it against this competition. Okay, so they do it. All right, well, we beat them. All right, well, that team isn't the same team from last year's national title game. You know, we're not impressed by it. You know what I'm saying? Even after they were already not picked to even win the game, they were picked to lose by 20 to 22 points. And so like Deion comes out in the postgame interview, he's like, do you believe us now? Like, do you believe? And everyone in the comments, in any video that I see postgame, that Colorado game, oh, it's just one game and yada, yada, yada. Oh, okay. You say it's just one game, but if they lost, then all of you guys saying that it's just one game would have been quick to say, see, I told you guys Deion couldn't, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
It's there's always an argument that fuels their bias or their prejudice. And I understand, like, yeah, it is one game, but it's one game you guys said that they were going to get blown out in. So now that they won, everything else is just icing on the cake at this point because they only won one game last year. And that's just wild to me.
I was seeing stuff about him. And then I was seeing something that he doesn't put like C's on their jersey for captains. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He did L for leader and D for dog.
Yep. And of course, there's going to be, you know, there's people, other coaches, they're going to be mad because one, they didn't think of it, or even if they did, it wouldn't stick like how Deion did it. And it's different from the norm. You know?
Yeah, it's fucking old heads and anything that are always against something different.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I'm not a Colorado fan, but Deion Sanders, arguably the greatest corner of all time, probably one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Oh yeah, speaking of him and his athletic ability, I literally just was watching this video about him the other day, and it was talking about how like just crazy athletic he was, or he like, you know, in college played as a freshman, but then would go then like football, and then he would go play baseball, and then just because he was bored, ran track and broke records in track, just because he was just like, oh whatever, I'll run track. Like that is crazy.
That team's only going to get better, and he's the reason why Colorado's even getting any. Like Saturday, me and Chandler, we were golfing. I still had the game on. I never bothered to watch Colorado in any other sense or scenario until Deion got there.
So do you think he went to Colorado because they were just like a program failing and they were pretty much like, we'll give you the keys, do whatever you want?
He was looking for his opportunity to coach a Power 5 conference team. He wanted to go to Florida State, but they went a different route. Because I think that's the college that he went to. And Florida State's actually, before they played LSU yesterday, they were ranked number 8 in the country. They beat down LSU, sad. It's like 45-28 or 45-21. So people are talking as if Deion and Colorado meet up with Florida State at some point, that if Florida State has a successful season, they're like, well, see, like, we didn't need Deion. Like, you know, we went this route and yada, yada, yada. But I don't know. Colorado could have a tough schedule. I haven't looked at the rest of the Pac-12. Getting this win against TCU, national title runner-up team, is a huge, huge step forward. I just think they're going to keep getting better because their defense didn't look all that great. But their offense was – they got great skill players. But like I said, I don't know, especially the haters of Deion. It's like unless he wins a national title, They'll have something to say about him. They'll either call him a failure or can't deliver on the big stage, yada yada yada. Like this team won one game last year. I think personally, if he wins 7 games, because I think they play 11 in the regular season. If he wins 7-8 games, that's a successful season. That's huge, huge.
I mean, that's a big turnaround for a team that won one game.
Huge turnaround.
You put his name on it now. The expectations are, like you said, like. Ship or bus.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So in the sports realm, too, did you see how they were flaming that one dude when he was talking about the NBA? Like, how are they considered world champions when it's just the NBA?
So I did get RG3 came up with an explanation behind that, where he's not necessarily disagreeing with what that athlete had to say, right? So the NBA as a whole, they're, as far as leagues go, they're the top. They're the best of the best league-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Where Luka's from, Slovenia, you got arguably one of the best players in the NBA, and you probably have Slovenia's best player. But you're not playing against Slovenia's best team. You know, like, I'm trying to like word this properly. Maybe you can understand. But when you play in the NBA Finals, I think you're just playing against the best team that's comprised in that city, and you can just grab players from any country you want to, right? Like, so to me, that's like not like a world championship. Like, when the USA gets their best players from that country and they go to, let's say, Mexico to play all of what Mexico has to offer and you beat them and you do that and play every other country that's in like a tournament per se or FIBA. Like to me, that sounds more of a world title than in the NBA. I don't even know if I worded it correctly, but when RG3 explained it, it made sense.
It's just more like, some like just semantics, anything. Because realistically, the best team in the NBA, like the Denver Nuggets, they're the ones who won. They could beat. I think they could beat any country's team in the world. Because if you were that good, you would be in the NBA. Because the NBA is the best basketball in the world. So okay. Also, you're also pulling players from all over the world to be in this league. So the best players from the entire world is in this league. you're not representing your country, but you're still the best players in the entire world in one league.
But that's where I kind of get lost in the whole thing, because outside of Canada, it's the National Basketball or National Hockey League or Association. It's not, you're not playing against the world. You're playing against that particular country's best player, but you didn't take on that country's best assembled team and beat their team. Like, okay, yeah, the Denver Nuggets could go and play another country, but Denver Nuggets have a myriad of players that are from different countries. So you got the Joker that's from, I think, what, Slovenia. You got a couple guys in there from the USA. You may have a guy from Canada on that team. If they were to go play, let's say, Japan, or they were going to play Slovenia, for example, they wouldn't have Joker on Denver. Joker would technically be playing for Slovenia. So that's
the Olympics.
We're
talking about like the FIBA
work.
Or the Olympics, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So like that makes sense to me why that would, by definition, be more of a world title than how they pronounce it. To me, it doesn't really matter to me either way, but when it was broken down in Excel, I'll have to find a clip with RG3, but it made sense to me when he explained it.
And what I don't get is, I forgot who the athlete was, but what was the point of why was he even talking about that?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't catch the before or after. Obviously, people just take that one soundbite where he says, "I don't know, like we do all this, and I don't know why NBA players." He could have went after any league, to be honest with you, because it's the same thing for the NHL, for the MLB, and for football. You know, it's predominantly played in the United States.
Sounds
other than
hockey,
Canada.
Yeah, hockey probably might be played. Like within Russia and Canada and stuff like that. Well, Canada has
Canada.
Teams that's in the...
The NBA.
Yeah, and
hockey.
And hockey, yeah.
And MLB.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know, like, in what aspect he meant it, but to me it still makes sense that, like, this league, what is... It's in the U.S., but this league is comprised of the best players in the entire world. Just because you're not representing your country, you're still, this is the best players in the world that we can assemble teams around. So if they want to say they're world champs, fine. Because you take any country out there, if you took the NBA, you know, like technically, I guess it's almost like the Olympics, kind of, if they want to look at it that way. Like, I get it, right? That's the Olympics is every country. And then that is technically the world champion.
Right.
But also, and that thing is, U.S. doesn't always make the best possible team that they can. We get a lot of people that don't go.
Right.
Like, our FIBA team right now is not the best team from the U.S.
No, it's not. And that's by choice with those players that don't want to play or whatever the case may be.
Right, so then we don't put the NBA's best or the U.S.'s best out there, and then they don't win, and then, like, okay, whatever other country that does win considers themselves world champion. That team, I still don't think that team can beat the Denver Nuggets as a whole.
Well, they don't have to. Like, I just, but that shouldn't be a knock on the team that ends up winning.
No, it's not.
The FIBA or the Olympics. If the USA or any country for that matter that had the best players in their respective country and those players chose not to play, then that country shouldn't have a built-in excuse to say, well, if they don't win it, it's because X, Y, and Z didn't want to play. Like, okay, that's fine. Then you don't play.
No, it's not. That I don't think the U.S. cares about FIBA as much.
Well, they don't, because a lot of these other countries... To me, I believe there's a multitude of factors that go into why every player that's decent to godly don't get in the NBA. I'm sure there's players overseas in other countries that are college age that can hoop that may not. There are probably other factors that don't allow them to be able to get to the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that's an excuse, but I'm giving an explanation of why that may be. You know, Luka's an outlier, Joel Embiid, Giannis, like all these guys. Not everybody can be a CEO or a boss. Not every person in whatever country can go to the world's best league to play against other players that are deemed as the best. But then when you separate, it's like the NBA to me, it's like a monopoly. You have X amount of dollars available to be able to buy these players or entice them to want to come and play for this league. There isn't any other league in the world that can supply that demand like the NBA can. But then when you break it down on a global and worldly level, because before the Dream Team, it was predominantly all USA, right? Like all Americanized players. You very rarely, there was probably maybe one or two, five tops, foreign players in the NBA until now. So now if you were able to dissipate that and separate everybody, it's like, okay, now what country truly produces the best players to and deserves to be called world champs if we throw them in a tournament, as opposed to we've provided X amount of dollars to call the world's best to come play in this league. And if you have enough money, you can basically assemble the best team possible from five different countries.
So we're talking like a business-wise, like money. Is this kind of how, like, the stuff's going on with golf, right? Like, the PGA was the only league, and now, what is that? What is that? There's another golf
Live,
league, right? What is it called?
LIV.
LIV, right?
Yeah.
And they're throwing just tons of money at it, right? Or
Right.
The same with soccer, when they offered that dude Mbappe a dumb, crazy amount of money to go play for this. Do you think ever that's going to happen with basketball, that there'll be a league that's going to have so much money that they're going to start pulling in the best, like who would be like the best NBA players to this other league because of the
I think so. I've heard talks that Saudi Arabia is already trying to create a basketball league because they have the money to be able to pay for those players. So Mbappe's hella young, right? I think at the end of the day, you have to ask the players, like, what do they value the most? Do you want to play against the best and be considered one of the greatest in history in your respective sport? You're still going to make a lot of money, but at some point, like, how much is enough? Because you've seen the dollar amount, like, realistically, if a human made this much money, you can only spend this much. You're only capable of spending this much in your lifetime, you know? Like Mbappe in 1 year after transfer fees and all that stuff would make over $700 million in 1 year. And that's just from the team alone. That's not even including any endorsements that he has, sponsorships, all that other stuff. I think Saudi Arabia will do that for basketball pretty soon. And they'll maybe get like an aging James Harden or an aging Jason Tatum when his time comes, or Jaylen Brown, say, hey, you're still a high-profile guy. We consider you one of the best here. We can give you a lot of money, even though you may be like a C-tier at your current place and time in the NBA. I believe it'll get to that point in Saudi Arabia.
Do you think there's ever a chance that it's a point where like they become the better league than the NBA?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. Because I feel like just the environment of the United States, like the cities they get to travel to, is probably more enticing to like the better NBA
players.
There's
so much diversity in things that are offered in the U.S. And I've never been to Saudi Arabia, but if I had to guess, the climate's probably mostly hot the whole time. In the United States, you got the nightlife of L.A., Miami, and New York. If you want to do the cold, you can go up to the northern states in the winter months. Texas has a lot to offer. You know, people vacation down south in places like Mexico or Cabo or Puerto Rico, stuff like that. There's just way too many things that are available and within reach for the NBA in the U.S. as opposed to if there was a Saudi league that was available. I believe if that becomes available, the only reason any players are going there is because that oil money is just astronomical.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Deep pockets. It's
crazy deep pockets. Like Janko Jean deep pockets.
Throw it way back.
It's
Jankos.
So, Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think not money wise, but I know Ice Cube's trying to get, you know, he tries to get those people that are getting ready to retire to go to hit up his big three league.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard him talk about it. He gets upset that like the NBA gives him no type of plug. They like don't even acknowledge the existence. But he's like they, how he explained it was like they don't like that there's another basketball organization going on. Like, he's like, we're not even stepping on the NBA shoes. Like, we're not even playing when they play. We play in their off season.
And they don't even want to support them.
They don't even want to support them. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think he talked about that in the podcast with Mace and what's his name? Damn it. Mason, Cameron.
Yeah.
He mentioned that. But yeah, man.
I almost went up against like a handful of years, like maybe like 3 or 4 years ago. They were coming to Chicago and Iverson was playing. And mm-hmm. I was getting ready to buy tickets. So I was waiting for that week. And then I was like following their Instagram. And then they said Iverson was going to miss Chicago. And I was like, well, I'm not buying my tickets. Good thing I didn't buy them.
Would have been a waste.
I know. I was trying to see my man Cook just a little bit. Probably barely moves, but.
So you got anything else for us, bro? I think this is a good opener, good way to season ourselves back into the swing of things.
Yeah, I think so too, man.
I want to leave some more things on the table.
That's right. Yeah, we can leave some things for future episodes. We'll end in 2023 pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. There's a lot of content running through my head right now, so maybe I'm trying to think.
Is it? Are we? Let me see. Let me check Spotify real quick. Are we? At our 2 year. Oh damn, we did pass our 2 year during our hiatus.
Yep.
Damn, well, happy birthday, no script, 2 years.
Let's go. Hey. Where's the balloon? Where's the soundbite with the balloons and the streamers and.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, congrats. Oh yeah.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it.
That sound clip goes for 36 seconds. We'll cut that short.
Oh, jeez. At that point, that's an encore.
Man.
Standing ovation, if you will.
Yeah, that's a little excessive.
So I'm trying to think. Maybe this Friday, after I get done with bowling, because you're going to be tied up Saturday.
Right.
What are the chances either Thursday night or Friday night?
Yeah, I should be good.
Okay, because I got some things in my head that we could probably rattle off, because I'm sure Saturday's a no-go, and then who knows what's going to happen the preceding days with you guys and the wedding stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we got to follow up with a few people that want to get some guests on here, too, get them lined up.
Yep, we got to do that, too. So, all right, this is cool, man. Let's stay on this. Stay consistent. We got to get it going.
Yeah, no, stop ducking me.
All right, that's cool.
That's crazy.
All right. Peeps, ladies and fellows, men, this has been the No Script Podcast.
We out. Still screaming. Still scheming.